Okay.
Guru Maharaj, my first question would be that you mentioned at one of the first classes of this Kali Yuga series that our main process is chanting Hare Krishna, but since we are not doing it purely, then we have to do or follow other processes to acquire good qualities and get rid of the bad qualities. So what would be those other roads we have to go, or what would be the other processes we have to follow?
We need to cultivate the practices of the mode of goodness. We're not coming from highly qualified backgrounds. As Prabhupada said, all my disciples are 10th class men. We're not coming from highly qualified backgrounds, free of sinful activity, already trained to be devotees or Vaishnavas, or at least Brahmins, and therefore for us it's just like a natural transition coming into Krishna consciousness. Ultimately what happens is that coming to Krishna consciousness becomes a whole 180 degree turn. For instance, it's not the business of Krishna consciousness to tell people to wash their hands before and after eating, to wash their feet, to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, to take a shower, to be clean. This is not why Lord Chaitanya came to earth. This is called being a human being. But because in Kali Yuga, unfortunately people are not trained to be human beings, but rather they're deprived of human qualities. Therefore, we need to recognize that, well, yes, Krishna consciousness means that you have to learn how to be a human being. It's just like if you want to be a Olympic swimming champion and you come to some coach or trainer and you don't know how to swim yet. So then first you got to learn how to swim, and then once you know how to swim, then you can get involved in all the details of training and becoming an expert in that sport. So we need to cultivate. We don't know what it means to be clean. We need to learn how to cultivate cleanliness. We don't know what it means to be truthful. We have to learn how to be truthful. There are so many things qualities, human qualities, qualities of brahminical qualities, we need to cultivate, learn, and practice. And then those things, because mode of goodness is conducive for spiritual life, then naturally it puts us into a state of being, mental, physical, intellectual, where practicing Krishna consciousness becomes natural rather than something foreign. That's the problem of Kali Yuga, is that not even just in the West, but even in India, people are no longer, it's not no longer who you are that's important, but at all costs, it's what you are that's important, and that's what the emphasis is put on. That you're a computer programmer or something like that, and in this way people are being abused.
Guru Maharaj, I also have this experience that when new devotees are coming, they have these bad experiences, or they have been abused in their pre-devotee life, or they have bad traumas. And it really affects their behavior, their dealings with other devotees, or their general mood. So how can we help them to overcome or just get rid of these bad traumas or bad past experiences, what they are carrying with them?
Yes, sometimes people come who've sexually abused, emotionally abused, they've burnt their minds out, or at least half their minds from drugs. They've engaged in all kinds of bad habits, and they've had bad experiences in life, even what they think is good experiences. Someone's very promiscuous, they may think it's a good experience, but when you practice Krishna consciousness, you realize that it's a bad experience because it's a bad habit they have to get rid of. And sometimes when people come from very disturbed backgrounds, just like we have to teach them what it means to be a human being, sometimes it's not just it's so easy to teach them, we actually have to even sweep away those type of obstacles and those behavioral patterns, thinking patterns that are really not that are really turning them into unqualified students. That's made their ability to learn to follow impossible. So, like, sometimes someone's a someone's being abused, then they may need counseling, not just preaching or chanting Hare Krishna, but the result of their past youth may be such that they need professional counseling as to how to digest that particular experience and move on, preferably for some kind of devotee, psychiatrist or psychologist. And unfortunately, many people are coming more and more from that type of situation. That's why, in that sense, it's important for us to also be selective as to who we're preaching to, try to preach to people who come from quote-unquote normal backgrounds, normal people. But the age, as we read from all these qualities, really really makes normality a rarity. But still, they're out there. And those are the people that we also need to focus on as leader potential for Krishna consciousness and just follower potential. Ultimately, as full-on representatives of Krishna consciousness, we need the undamaged people, or at least people whose hurt can be rectified. Last one.
Last question, Guru Maharaj, that I have this experience that many who are coming and becoming new devotees have this tendency to be distrustful because they have been abused or they have been mistreated in their pre-devotee life, and they just in general distrustful. So how can we deal with that?
Yeah, one does, one does. And it's very unfortunate because we know that faith is so important, so integral to someone's spiritual advancement and development. So we try to encourage them by allowing them to consider the perfect, seamless teachings that they're getting. So at least their faith can begin by having faith in Krishna consciousness itself. And so what they're getting is faith-giving, and then of course from whom they're getting it. Although it should be clear that many devotees, most devotees, are conditioned souls, which means that they'll have a tendency to make mistakes and be illusioned and so on. And that we've seen in the past. But despite that, part of the knowledge they're getting is that God is a person and he knows everything. And he says, Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. He protects the devotees, and he whatever his lack is there, he fills that. So even in the case where someone may be disappointed in devotees, but they should recognize that if there are no other devotees to fill that void, Krishna is always there. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said, ultimately, don't even trust me, trust Krishna. Being disappointed by people who are trying to be perfect is a different thing than being disappointed by people who are trying to be the devil. And therefore the sandhik,
the intention
should be seen. That when devotees make mistakes in their efforts to come to perfection, then that doesn't necessarily mean a loss of faith. That just means we accept that people are human. And then, of course, the bottom line is that when you say, I have no faith in no one, I have faith in no one, or I can't have faith in anyone, then ultimately that means the only person I have faith is myself. People really need to make a comparative analysis of what's better, having faith in themselves or having faith in others who are well-versed in Krishna consciousness practice, long-term practitioners. So even if you have to bet, it's a much better bet, betting on seasoned devotees than it is on one's own unseasoned self.